Microsoft prepares a new window for Skype.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Software behemoth Microsoft is buying internet phone network Skype for $8.5 billion. That announcement this morning. It's the biggest pickup for Microsoft in the company's 36-year history, and it's a deal that's going to have big ripples in the tech industry and beyond. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
With Skype, you can video chat and make phone calls over the internet.
They were the brand that pioneered this.
That's Kara Swisher, executive editor of All Things Digital. Today, Skype has more than 600 million users around the world. Tech analyst Chris Brower says Microsoft will want to integrate Skype technology into its software and search engine, its video game consoles, and mobile phones.
It's not so much about what Skype used to be as what Skype is going to be in a few years' time, and that's really down to how well Microsoft manages this acquisition.
But Rupert Goodwins, the editor of the tech website ZDNet UK, suspects there was another reason for the deal.
It could also be a desperate move by Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, to pull together one big deal that actually makes sense.
And to reclaim some of the ground it lost over the last decade to competitors. Analysts say the deal could pave the way for Microsoft to compete in the corporate video conferencing market against Cisco, a company that, until today, was rumored to be one of Skype's potential suitors. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Microsoft stock is down about 1.5% right now. Stock markets are up, however. The NASDAQ up about 0.5%, same for the S&P, and the Dow up 0.5%, 66 points at 12,750. European shares are up anywhere between 1% and 2% today. The prices that we're paying for imported goods rose slightly last month. Not surprisingly, most of that was driven by higher gasoline and food costs. Another report out today said businesses are building inventories to their highest levels in more than 2 years. Meanwhile, China today reported a hefty trade surplus for April, more than $11 billion. That country manufactured and shipped more of its goods around the world while importing into China a little less. A Senate subcommittee will hear testimony today from Apple and Google executives on cell phone tracking technology. Congressional members want more information on the technology, like which businesses might be interested in knowing where you've been and when you were there. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The hearing comes after news that iPhones were tracking users' movements and storing the data for up to a year. This is valuable information. Your health insurance company, for instance, might be interested in knowing if you went to the gym or a candy store. Jeff Chester heads the Center for Digital Democracy.
Other companies can collect this data and then use it to make determinations about what you may pay for insurance or whether even, in fact, to hire you for a job.
Mark Rotenberg heads the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He says Congress should require companies to delete cell phone location data immediately.
If someone does a GPS search on their local movie theater, they get back the information they needed, and that would be a very good moment to actually delete the data.
Rotenberg commended Apple for moving quickly to make some changes. iPhones are now only supposed to store location data for a week. We contacted Apple and Google. Apple referred us to its website. It says personal security and privacy are important. Google says it looks forward to, quote, engaging with policymakers. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We told you about China's trade surplus out this morning, which shot up. Well, this week we also got word about Germany's trade surplus, which surged in March, fueled by record exports for the month. Well, the German government said exports and imports were at their highest levels since 1950. That's helping a recovering economy that's expected to grow almost 3% this year. Quite a turnaround from the days of the financial crisis, when the economy was tanking and people were losing their jobs. Well, one German man who was laid off during that recession decided to trade in his stockbroker cap for a chef's hat. From Frankfurt, Caitlin Carroll explains.
Thomas Brouse lost his job as a stockbroker during the height of the financial crisis. He decided to take a risk and invest $80,000 opening a lunch stand. Now Brouse serves bankers and construction workers sausages named after the major indices, like the DAX, the Nikkei, and the barbecue-flavored Dow Jones. It's a dream he's had for a while.
Because we are just 250 meters away from my old office, and I saw the need of having a snack point like that, offering typical German food.
He named it the Frankfurt Sausage Exchange. It's fitting for a lunch counter that sits in the shadow of one of Frankfurt's tallest banking buildings, where Brouse used to work as a trader.
The business I would call delivery against payment business. So I deliver the shares and get the payment in. That's maybe the only thing which is comparable to the new job, because I deliver the French fries and the sausage and I get the money in. Yeah, but it's more real.
Brouse says it's tough going, but he doesn't regret his decision, especially when he sees the stress on the faces of his former colleagues in the financial world.
The pressure to the firms, to the owner of firms, to the people, employees working for them, is still the same. And so I don't see that the very good times are back.
Thomas Hübner takes a break from his high-pressured portfolio management job. He's a big fan of the currywurst here. That's a combination of sausage, ketchup, and spices.
I think it's one of the best here in Frankfurt.
He says Thomas Brouse's decision to go from stocks to sausages makes a lot of hungry bankers happy.
Yeah, from this point of view, I'm one of the winners of the financial crisis.
And if Brouse's business continues to grow, then so is he. In Frankfurt, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
I'm checking out this slideshow of Brouse's place right now. You can find it at our website, marketplace.org. Some of these pictures, man, making my mouth water. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio, and online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
England is said to be the most watched society in the world. 7,000 cameras in London alone. Kind of makes dodging a traffic ticket tough.
I don't think people like the idea of vehicles driving around with a camera recording them.
Big Brother actually is watching. I'm Kai Rizdal. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.